Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Tom.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
It is our TOEIC unit today, and today we're going to be talking a lot about communication in the workplace. And I suppose this could also be applied to other places as well. Communication in the classroom, communication in the family, etc. But we're talking about communication between your coworkers, between the managers and the subordinates and stuff like that. So again, this is pretty important when you're working because communication, even though it can't solve everything, it certainly can solve some problems that could have went on or could have gone on for a long time if people just don't talk about that.
Yeah, this is one of the tough parts about working in corporations, big companies. Once you start working, it's really never the work that's the problem. It's getting along with people, getting along with your coworkers, finding a way that you can work together and get along and do it quickly and, you know, make the deadline. It's never the work, it's the people. That's what I always hear. I still meet with some people who are working in big companies here in Taiwan, and that's what the trouble always is. It's personalities. And trying to get along so you can get the job done quickly. We're going to be listening to someone whose name is Angela. I'm going to be Angela.
Okay.
She is a human resources manager for a company, and she's talking to the employees there about getting along, about communicating, about conflicts, and, you know, learning how to treat your coworkers fairly and, you know, just how to have a better time at work, I think. If you can get your communication skills refined and developed, you're going to be a lot happier.
Yes, but as I said before, communication does help, but it can't solve everything because everybody thinks they work harder than everybody else. But in any case, we'll get to it right now. So here's Angela giving a presentation about communication in the workplace. Let's listen one time. Angela is giving a presentation.
Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for coming to my seminar on workplace communication. As the human resources manager for Crawford & Sons, I've dealt with plenty of conflicts between employees. Many of these conflicts wouldn't have even taken place if there had been better communication beforehand. As managers, we should always consider every aspect of a situation before we take any action, and make sure we confirm our information before we make a decision. If we act before we have sufficient information, we may end up creating a problem rather than fixing one. Another thing we should do is focus on the employees' performance issues, not on their personalities. We need to be discreet so that what we communicate doesn't imply that our subordinates are lazy or deliberately making mistakes. This often results in people becoming defensive rather than trying to solve the problem at hand. There's one last thing to remember when we're communicating with a group. Praise in public, criticize in private.
Later, after the presentation. Hi, Angela. That was a really useful presentation. I learned some valuable lessons in communication.
Thanks, Bobby. Did you have a question for me?
Yes. This seminar was for managers, but I think there are some things that employees in non-managerial positions could learn about communication as well.
You're right, Bobby. In fact, I am planning to hold a seminar on that sometime next month. I'll keep you informed.
Okay, let's get to it, everybody. Let's talk about the contents of today's lesson. And after today's lesson, you're going to learn more English than you learned beforehand. So in any case here, the title of our unit today is Communication in the Workplace. The workplace, of course, is where you work. And I guess the employees have gathered for a presentation. Angela is giving a presentation about something she knows a lot about. So here, it's a presentation. That's when you go up in front of people and you present some kind of information to help them understand something better.
That's right. These days, most people use PowerPoint slides, but you don't have to. A presentation is just you standing in front of a group and speaking. Be careful with PowerPoint, guys. I hear a lot of people who think PowerPoint is a slide. No, that's the software. So you can't say, I'm giving a PowerPoint or look at my PowerPoint. You're looking at slides that you create using the software, so be careful with that.
Okay.
She's actually thanking people there for coming to her seminar. A seminar is another word for conference, or it's a meeting for specialized training of some sort. A seminar can be off-site, which means it's not within the company itself. It could be, you know, at a hotel or being held in a conference area somewhere. But she's giving a seminar on workplace communication, which is really important, as we know.
Mm-hmm. And if you've ever been a manager before, you know that communication is important. Communication, of course, is exchanging ideas and stuff like that. And especially it's used to eliminate misunderstandings, which we'll get to in a minute. Now, she goes on to say, as the human resources manager for Crawford & Sons, I've dealt with plenty of conflicts between employees. So she would know a thing or two about this because she has some experience.
Yeah.
Because I'm the human resources manager, or as the human resources manager, because I am in this position, I have had the experience. I've dealt with plenty of conflicts between employees. Human resources is all about your people, the company, the people, the personnel, the employees, how you hire them and how you manage them and how you keep everybody happy.
That's right. They also handle the training that is required sometimes, you know, different things we need to be updated on. Sometimes techniques change and you need some more training. They handle all of that. And she's from a company called Crawford & Sons. I think we've actually had Crawford & Sons before in
our
TOEIC lessons.
Sounds familiar, yeah, yeah.
She's dealt with plenty of conflicts between employees. To deal with something means you handle it. And a conflict is a pretty serious disagreement or argument. And sometimes it can go on for a longer time than maybe just an afternoon. Maybe people have a conflict that extends to several weeks or several months. So she's had to handle lots of conflicts in the past.
We always hear about this, conflicts in the office.
Yeah.
People are misunderstanding. One person hates the other employee, and they think they didn't deserve that promotion and stuff like that when I did, etc. So she had to deal with lots of conflicts, and she probably solved lots of those conflicts. She goes on to say, many of these conflicts wouldn't have even taken place if there had been better communication beforehand. Beforehand means before something happened.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, indeed, she's talking about conflicts, but they wouldn't have had these conflicts if they communicated better ahead of time or beforehand.
It just occurred to me, Tom, we
yeah.
don't have the opposite of beforehand. We don't have an afterhand.
No.
So don't try to use that, guys. That's not a real word.
You can
word.
Say afterwards.
Afterwards, yeah.
That's as close as you can get.
And afterward without an S is also correct, but Americans use afterwards. British use afterward.
Okay.
Okay, so going on, as managers, we should always consider every aspect or every aspect as a part of a situation before we take any action. You need to have the facts before you do anything, guys. And we need to make sure we confirm our information before we make a decision. If you confirm some information, it means you go to another source and make sure that what you've got is correct. You don't just rely on one source. You have to go to two sources. You want to confirm something, make sure it's correct. If we act before we have sufficient information, we may end up creating a problem rather than fixing one. Now, sufficient here just means enough or adequate information. So it is an adjective, so you need a noun after it. I don't have sufficient money to attend college. I don't have sufficient knowledge to manage the internet or the network here. things mm-hmm. like that.
Yep, you just don't have enough of something.
Yeah.
So, indeed, if you're a manager, you need to consider all sides of a situation. You need to talk to all the people, what exactly happened, why do you feel this way,
mm-hmm.
and try to get as much information as you can. You've got to be objective as well. You can't side with somebody. And then when you have all that information, or you have as much information as you can get, then you can take action. You can decide how to resolve that situation. You need to confirm the information to make sure it's all correct, make sure somebody's not lying or not exaggerating
yeah.
or something like that, which people always do.
It happens, yeah.
They want to make themselves look like they're correct and the other person is wrong. And then she goes on to say, if we act before we have that information, the sufficient information, the adequate information, we might just make things worse. We might create a problem that didn't exist before. We want to fix the problem and not create yet another problem.
Next paragraph starts with, another thing we should do is focus on the employee's performance issues. Your performance issues is just how you actually go about doing your job. And but that's usually not what people focus on. They focus on the personalities. They think, I don't like working with John. He's always in a bad mood. Or I don't like working with Misty because she's always negative. Or I don't like working with Tom because he's lazy.
I am not.
Yeah, I know, Tom.
And work very hard. Just, who do you think you are?
Just an example.
Yeah, that's an example of possible conflict there.
So what is a personality? It's someone's basic makeup. Some personalities are fun. Are you a quiet personality, Tom? No.
Sometimes. Well, it depends on the situation. But, yeah, when I'm doing this program, I guess I'm more outgoing than I usually am. So
you're not shy at
all. Not shy here. You know. I'm shy in other situations.
I think you're quiet. I don't think you're shy.
Okay, quiet and shy, I guess, are kind of different.
Yeah.
But, yes, indeed, these are all things that describe people's personalities. Mm. Outgoing, shy, et cetera, et cetera.
Bubbly.
Bubbly or negative. Ew. Or pessimistic or optimistic, happy.
Or always depressed, yeah. She's got a real downer personality.
Or easygoing.
Easygoing is great, yeah.
Okay, so these can describe different kinds of personalities. And, yes, you need to focus on the performance and not the personalities. And she goes on to say, we need to be discreet so that what we communicate doesn't imply that our subordinates are lazy or deliberately making mistakes. So this is the art of communication.
Yeah.
You need to be discreet. And the word discreet here just means that you're very careful in your speech or actions. You got to watch out. Don't say stuff that may offend people because people can be sensitive. And if you say one tiny little word that's wrong, they tend to focus on that one word, okay? So you got to be very careful. You got to be discreet, and you got to be very careful.
I also think discreet gives this idea that if you have information that might be a little bit sensitive or maybe even a secret, you're very close-mouthed. You do not give away secrets. Someone can tell you something that's personal and you won't share it with everybody else. They're discreet. So you need to be discreet so that what we communicate doesn't imply that our subordinates are lazy or deliberately making mistakes. Your subordinates are people that you are supervising. You're over them. You have a higher rank than they do. But be careful. You don't want to say, hey, you subordinate over there. That's just how we talk when we're talking about our management position. But you don't use that word to describe somebody. You could say, oh, yeah, he's my subordinate. I'm his manager. I prefer hearing someone say, I'm his manager.
Okay.
Because it sounds like you think you're a lot better than they are.
Okay.
But you are lower in rank or position if you're somebody's subordinate.
The opposite would be your superior. And so here, yes, you don't want to imply or sort of suggest that, oh, you're just being lazy or you're making mistakes on purpose. Deliberately means you're doing something on purpose. You mean to do it. It's not a mistake.
Yeah.
Or you're not doing it because you simply don't know
mm-hmm.
or you haven't been trained properly. You're just doing it on purpose to cause trouble. So you got to talk in a way that does not suggest that they're lazy or deliberately deliberately making those mistakes. And this often results in people becoming defensive rather than trying to solve the problem at hand. So if you imply that they're lazy or making mistakes, they might get defensive. No, I'm not. Joe over there makes more mistakes than I do. Why aren't you talking to him? Why are you talking to me? Leave me alone. That's being defensive.
Yeah, if you're defensive, it's almost impossible to actually have a good conversation. That's not me, huh? No, you're wrong. I'm always on time. Yeah, so it just goes on and on. Be careful not to put people in a position that they feel they have to defend themselves. That's when they become defensive. You need to just focus in on the problem at hand. The problem at hand just means the problem right in front of you, the problem that you're actually focused in on.
Okay, and there's one last thing to remember when we're communicating with a group. Praise in public, criticize in private. Okay, so yeah, if you praise people, do it so everybody else can hear it. But if you're criticizing them, do it just to them in a room with just the two of you in there so nobody else can hear it. It's pretty bad if you say somebody's an idiot or stupid.
In a meeting.
In a meeting, right? So you dunce, you moron, how could you say that? That's not a good idea. They will lose face that way. And again, like she said before, you'll just create another problem and not fix one.
So now we've got another conversation. There's a guy named Bobby who approaches Angela, and he tells her, he gives her a compliment. Oh, that was a really useful presentation. He says he learned some valuable lessons in communication. That's just a compliment. There's no question in that. And so she then asks him, well, do you have a question for me?
He does have a question. She says, yes, or he says, yes, this seminar was for managers, of course, but I think there are some things that employees in non-managerial positions could learn about communication as well. So we've got people in managerial positions in the company that manage people, but non-managerial would be people who do other things besides managing people.
Right. She says, you're right. In fact, I'm planning to hold a seminar on that sometime next month. So I'll keep you informed. If you keep someone informed, it means you let them have the knowledge that allows them to be aware of what's going on. So she's going to let him know when she's going to have a seminar that's coming up later that month. Okay, guys, right now we're going to listen to our Chinese teacher, and then as we always do, we'll be back with some extra dialogues and some questions. Stay tuned.
Hi, everyone. My name is Jenny. 今天我们看的是第四单元，多益的主题要谈职场的沟通技巧。好，谈到职场上的 communication， 我们要谈一场研讨会，就是跟这个主题有关。好，我们先看到研讨会。它是 seminar， 但是呢，如果你后面要讲这是哪一个主题的研讨会，好，在这句话里面，它就有用到了 on 这个介系词 ，my seminar on workplace communication。好，记得 on 这个介系词，它有一种含义，就是表示它是根据或者是针对某一个主题。好，我们看这篇文章里面主角呢是 Angela， 她这场的所谓的研讨会呢要谈职场的沟通技巧。她下面就提到了，如果说你事先有更好的沟通，其实很多冲突是不会发生的。那这句话 many of these conflicts wouldn't have even taken place。好，我们看到假设语气呢，它当然有的时候谈的是跟现在的事实相反，有时候呢是跟过去的事实相反。像在这边里头看到了 wouldn't 这个助动词后面接的是 have， 然后 taken place。好，看到它用了完成式，那再往下接的 if there had been better communication beforehand， 这个 if 的条件句里面有一个 had 再加 PP， 也就是说你用到了过去完成。好，像这样子的句型就告诉你他所谈的是跟过去的事实相反，当时的情况并不是这样的。所以这整句话就是，假如在那个时候事前有先处理，那其实很多冲突当时就不会发生了。可见得 这个假设语气就告诉你，实际上冲突已经发生了。那理由就是因为没有先做好沟通。好，这个时态里面谈到的假设语气是实际面跟当时假设的状况有落差。那后面这里呢，他继续就说了，如果说你是当经理的人，在采取任何行动之前，你要考虑每一个面向。好，那他下面就说，假如 if 看到了这个条件句， if we act before we have sufficient information, we may end up, 其实他后面会加一个补语，那 end up就表示下场或者是结果，那经常呢后面接的可能是负面的结果，这边就是 end up what creating a problem。 好，补语的位置上，因为常常它就是一个名词也可以，分词也可以，形容词也可以，甚至于介系词片语也可以，在这边的 creating a problem 它就是一个分词片语，好，代表下场结果是如何。好，那这边当然句构上有一点点比较复杂，就是注意到 rather than 其实它是一个连接词片语，那我们用这个片语的时候会注意到前后两边的平衡一致性，也就是如果你像这边写前面是结果一 creating a problem, 跟后面是前面而不是后面，来后面的 fixing one 就是解决问题，那看到这两个都是 V-I-N-G, 前面是一个分词片语，后面也是一个分词片语，这就是 rather than 这种连接词使用上要注意的地方。那下面还要注意什么呢？这个一边提到的是第二点，就是 focus on the employees performance issues。换句话说，你注意力要摆在员工表现问题上，在他的表现上，而不是什么，不是他们的个性上。好，那下面他就说，假如说你是摆在员工犯错上面，他这边就提到 This often results in people becoming defensive rather than trying to solve the problem at hand。 好，看到 rather than 这边又用了一次，那一样的道理，前后必须有一个平行的结构，所以这边前面的 becoming defensive 这个V-I-N-G 相对于后面的 trying to solve the problem。 好，可以看到结构上的平行部分。那接下来还有没有呢？最后他提到了第三件事情，第三件事就是要公开夸奖，私下批评。这一句其实蛮重要的， praise in public, criticize in private。 大家注意到了吗？其实在结构上它也是一种平行的概念。好，那我们往下面有个很简短的对话，那对话的内容最后的地方，我们注意到这一句它结束， Angela 说了 I'll keep you informed, keep somebody informed。 注意到 informed 是一个过去分词哦，这句话呢我们在口语上常常讲，意思就是说有讯息我一定会通知你，换句话说你一定会被告知，所以注意到informed 这个过去分词。好，我们今天的节目就到这边结束，下次见。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
Okay, let's continue with our lesson. We've got some extra dialogues for today, and I'm going to be A in this first one here, so you can be B, okay, Stephanie?
Okay,
that makes sense.
Okay,
cool. So here's the question.
Yeah?
What's another thing a good boss should do?
A good boss should meet their subordinates face-to-face rather than just send emails.
Hmm.
Yeah, I agree with that, especially if you've got something sensitive to say or you want to really stress that something's very important. I would get up from the desk, walk over, and talk to people face to face. Email does not allow you to express your real feelings, and sometimes people misunderstand the intent or the motivation behind words. So it's always best if you have something sensitive to go over, talk to them face to face so they can see your face and your expressions.
I wonder if people are used to face-to-face communication because we spend so much time on our devices these days.
We text too much, I know.
Doing emails and online and WhatsApp and stuff like that. So maybe face-to-face might actually feel kind of awkward. I don't know.
Do it. It's good.
You still should try. Yeah, let's keep talking to each other. And, I guess staring at screens can hurt our necks. Well, here's another conversation. I'm going to be A again.
Okay.
I've heard of something called the 24-hour rule, but what is it?
Well, when dealing with issues that might have emotional content, take a day to reflect on your email before sending it.
So that's the 24-hour rule. Yes, A here has heard of this, but he doesn't quite know what it is. Mm. And B, I guess, is taking the role of Angela here. She answers the question. Well, basically it means that I guess you mean sort of step back a little bit and try to cool off.
Yeah, remember that famous phrase, count to 10? Mm-hmm. Before you yell at somebody, count to 10, cool down, think through, is this really what I want to say? Well, 24 hours is even better. Especially if it's a job-related argument or disagreement or conflict, take some time to think about it, cool down, maybe even talk about it with someone who loves you, maybe a wife, a husband, a boyfriend, a parent, so they can maybe calm you down a little bit.
Indeed. Okay, so now we've got the other conversation here. I'll be A again. Here we go. Do you have any tips that I can pass on to my subordinates?
Well, they should try not to take criticism personally, as it's intended to be advice given in order to improve their performance. That's really important to remember.
Yeah, we were talking about the difference between personality and performance. Yes, I guess you need to focus on their performance and not their personalities so much. And indeed, these are some tips that she can pass on. A tip, of course, is a little bit of special information that you want to tell somebody about. And to pass it on means to communicate that information to the next person. Hey, that was a nice compliment. I'll pass it on to my subordinates so they know that they've done a good job as well.
Okay, here's our discussion question. It's my turn to ask Tom this time.
Okay.
Tom, would you say you are a good communicator? Explain your answer, buddy.
Ooh, that's a tough question.
Yeah.
I don't really know. I haven't been in managerial positions very much, you know, so I don't know if I would be a good communicator or not. I would probably say I'm probably not a good communicator because it's so tempting to maybe insult people or speak to them in dirty language or something just for fun. And, I probably would be irresponsible in the position of manager. So I would probably just say directly I'm not a good communicator. But, hey, if somebody gave me a pretty high salary, I would probably learn how to communicate pretty darn fast.
So you would work on it is what you're saying.
I would. How about you? Are you a good communicator?
I had to work on that a lot when I was a manager. It's not easy, and you have different types of people that you work with, but it's really important to focus on performance and to continuously improve with communication, even if it's only being used in your family or amongst your good friends. Being a good communicator is really important.
Have you ever had to tell employees that they're dressing inappropriately in the office?
Yeah, I have,
you
actually.
Have,
yeah.
Like to men, oh, you should wear a tie, you're dressing
too sloppily.
No,
it was to a girl who wore a half top, so you could see her stomach, and that's completely inappropriate.
In an office setting,
yes.
Okay.
So I've had to fire people, too. So
oh, no.
Get ready, guys. Get your communication skills going. They will always be needed throughout your life. Right now, though, it's time for us to sign off, isn't it?
It certainly is. I think I've talked enough, and boy, am I out of breath.
Okay.
And I need to work on my communication skills. And I think we all need improvements as well. But in any case, that brings us to the end of our show. Thank you for listening, and good luck with your future communication in the workplace. From all of us here at English Digest, I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye.
Bye.